The economy continues to charge ahead, but Minnesota companies still laid off nearly 5,000 workers in each of the last 2 years. Canadian printing company Quebecor is closing its St. Paul plant and firing all 570 of its workers. The St. Paul companies laid off 350 in September. Hutchinson Technology slashed more than 1,000 positions since last August. Just last month, Pillsbury said it would cut 280 jobs at its Minneapolis headquarters. Chris Jacobs is president of the Jobs Now Coalition, an association of companies offering job counseling services. She says people in the early 1990s used to think good economic times would bring more job security, not less.
There was a belief then that once the recession was over, there would no longer be a need to, nor would we see, layoffs in Minnesota. But in fact, they've never slackened. And the thinking in 90 and 91 was that layoffs were a bad thing for the labor market and a bad thing for the economy. But today, layoffs are seen as a signal to Wall Street that profits will improve because employers are being more, quote, efficient, unquote.
Outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas estimates nationally companies laid off some 677,000 workers in 1998. Last year, 675,000. John Challenger is president of the Chicago-based firm.
Those were the highest figures for the entire decade since 1989 when we began tracking downsizing across America.
Unemployment in Minnesota is hovering near 2.1%, so most job seekers aren't having much trouble finding new jobs. The challenge is finding a position without taking a pay cut. To do that, many people are realizing they need new skills to make the transition between jobs. John Challenger.
More and more today, we have to think about constantly keeping our skills up to date, going back and getting more education. The job market is very insecure.
That's why the state's dislocated workers program is busier than ever. It provides counselors who assess job seekers' needs and help them find work again. Everything is paid for by the state, which raises the funds through a tax on the state's businesses. The program serves people like William Rogers. Prudential Insurance fired Rogers in February as part of a corporate restructuring. He'd started out as a computer technician in the 1970s, moved twice with the company, and ended up in Minneapolis in the late 1980s. Rogers says he'd expected to stay with the company for good, but now he's 45 years old and taking classes paid for by the state to learn new computing skills.
Once you start learning stuff, you know, and you start growing, it's like, oh, wow, this feels pretty good. So I think, you know what I mean? It just kind of puts you in the right mindset.
But the program that's helping retrain Rogers faces an uncertain future. Governor Jesse Ventura intends to eliminate the tax used to fund it by early next summer. Ventura says he may restore the tax later if necessary. I'm Andrew Haag, Minnesota Public Radio.